You have your Bibles this morning. I would like to ask you to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Joshua. I would like to read from Joshua chapter 3. I encourage you to look in the Bibles as we try to read and study from God's holy word. Before we begin to try to study, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have, the freedom that we have and the help that we have and the desire that we have to be in the house of the Lord this day. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being children of God, being called the sons of God. What a great privilege it is, and we're acknowledging the mercy and the grace of God that has allowed us to be called the sons of God. Lord, we're thankful for your many blessings. We know that we've all been blessed beyond measure. We cannot begin to count and enumerate all of our blessings, but we do thank you, and we pray that you would help us to think about the blessings that we have every day. Lord, we thank you for those who are here this morning that have been sick. We're thankful that you've blessed them to be doing better. We pray that you would continue to bless others that are standing in great need of thy help. We pray that you would touch their bodies and heal them and lift them up and restore them to their health. We ask you to guide the doctors, give them wisdom and understanding and knowledge that can come only from thee. Bless them with the wisdom to know what to do to help those who are sick. And Lord, we pray that we might all remember and know and understand that when other people have problems, that we all ought to be concerned. So help us, Lord, to feel love one for another. Help us to love thee with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We beg thy blessings on those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you would continue to comfort their hearts and give them a special measure of thy grace. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of this past week. And we pray that you'll be with us during this coming week, that you would guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit. Lead us, as we have sung several songs this morning, about God leading us and guiding us. We pray that you would guide us and direct us and lead us and never forsake us. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Joshua chapter 3. I encourage you to look at your Bibles this morning as I try to read from Joshua chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. The Word of God says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over." That is, before they passed over the Jordan River. They've already come out of the land of Egypt. They've come through the Red Sea under the guidance and leadership of Moses. Then they've come, you remember how they came up to the borders of Canaan under the leadership of Moses, and they did not enter into the land of Canaan. So now we're 40 years later, and Joshua now is about to lead them into the land of Canaan. Verse 2 says, "And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying," I want you to listen carefully to what the men of God said, "When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." That is, they were to follow the ark of the covenant. Now, all of you, I think, know and understand that in the Ark of the Covenant, among other things, were the two tables of stone. The laws of God, the Word of God, was in the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant represents following the Word of God. These children of Israel were to follow the Ark of the Covenant, just like we're supposed to follow the Word of God in our lives today. So they're to follow the Ark of the Covenant. Go after it. Verse 4 says, "Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." I want you to think about that. There were two things, really, that God told the children of Israel to do. First of all, he says, now, follow the Ark of the Covenant. That's the first thing he said. And the second thing he said, in verse 5, he says, sanctify yourselves. Those are two things we need to do. Follow the Word of God and sanctify ourselves. That word sanctify, you know, we're sanctified. We were sanctified in Christ Jesus. We were set aside by God before the foundation of the world. God has sanctified us, and yet God tells us as His children that have been redeemed by the blood of Christ, we are to sanctify ourselves. We're to set ourselves apart from the world. We're to live different than the world. God told the children of Israel, sanctify yourselves. Follow the Ark of the Covenant and sanctify yourselves. And then He says in the last part of verse 5, He says, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And all of you that are familiar with this passage of Scripture know that they began then to cross the Jordan River, and they began to march around the city of Jericho, and how the walls of Jericho fell down, and how God gave them victory after victory as they went against the soldiers, they went against the giants that were in the land of Canaan. God did work wonders in the lives of His people when they did two things. What were the two things they did? They followed the Word of God, and they sanctified themselves. Then was when God did great wonders among them. And then verse 6 says, and Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Now, they went into the land of Canaan. The main thought that's on my heart this morning is the fact that the children of Israel, when they did what God told them to do, they still had great obstacles to fight. They had battles to fight, didn't they? They had battles to fight. They had giants to face. They had trouble. They had wars that they had to fight and win those battles. They had to put on the whole armor of God. There was a lot of trouble in their lives. You know, God was with them in all of those troubles. When they followed the Word of God and they sanctified themselves, God did great wonders among them. And I believe the same thing is true in our lives. I believe that as we enter into this coming year, I believe that we are going to face some of the biggest problems and the biggest troubles that we have ever seen in our lives. I'm not just talking about individually. I'm not just talking about as a family. But I believe that we are on the very verge of experiencing great trouble in our nation. And as we face those problems, there is only one way that you're going to be able to have peace in your soul as we go through this coming year and the time that's ahead of us in our lives. The only way you're going to be able to face those problems is if you follow the Word of God and if you sanctify the Lord. You're going to have trouble either way. The difference is if you do follow the Word of God and sanctify yourself, if you do that, the difference is God will be with you. God will lead you. God will uphold you. God will direct you. Did the children of Israel have a lot of trouble to face as they were going into the land of Canaan? Did they face a lot of troubles? Did they face a lot of problems? They did. But did they see miracles performed as they went against those enemies? Did they see the power of God? Did they experience great peace and joy in their lives as a result of them following the Word of God and sanctifying themselves? Brethren, I pray that God will help us to realize this morning that God is speaking to us. We are entering into, who knows what this year holds? Let me just ask you that question. Who knows what this year holds for you? Let's just say you personally. Do you know what this year holds for you? Do you know what's ahead for you? Listen, brethren, I don't know what's ahead for me or you. But I do know this, that God is burdening my heart and impressing upon me that we are facing major trouble during this coming year. And as we face that trouble, the only way we're going to have victory as we face these problems is if we will do what God tells us to do, if we'll follow the Word of God and we'll sanctify ourselves, we will see God performing great miracles and we'll experience the great wonders that God is able to do. Isn't that what God said He was going to do right here? He says, tomorrow, you notice the end of verse 5, He says, tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now, is this message this morning, is it a sad message Or is it a happy message? Which one is it? Okay, some said sad, some said happy. Well, I think it's a realistic message. Let me just rephrase everything. It's a realistic message. You're going to face problems. It doesn't matter whether you serve God or not. You're going to face problems in your life during this coming year. We're going down uncharted courses. We've never been where we're going to be going during this coming year. Did you know that? We're going to go through things that we've never been through. And as we go through those things, we need God to help us. We need to see and feel the power of God lifting us up as we face the troubles and problems of life. There will probably be some of you in this congregation that will either personally die or that you'll see loved ones die during this coming year. Now that's a major problem. Did you know that? We've mentioned in our prayer list, we've mentioned Brother Don Solomon and others. We mentioned Brother John Purser that just passed away yesterday. There are people that are dying. There are people on our prayer list that are dying. Now that's major trouble. Did you know that? And as they are facing death, if you face death, I may face death this year, and you may face death. And we don't know whether we're going to live or whether we're going to die. But whether we live or whether we die, we want to be following the Word of God and sanctifying ourselves so that we can feel and see and know that God is doing great wonders among us. Am I afraid? Do you think I'm afraid of dying? Should you be afraid of dying? We ought not to be afraid to die. Did you know that? The Apostle Paul was not afraid to die. Listen, the worst thing that can happen, if you think about, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? You say, well, we might die. Well, good gracious, that's not terrible for the people of God. The Apostle Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. It's better to be with God in heaven than to be anywhere here in this world. As good as this world is, as many blessings as we have, there's nothing in this world that's as wonderful as being with Jesus in that eternal heaven. So, brethren, I can tell you, the devil can say all he wants to. But I can say to the devil, I can say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have no reason to fear death, and we have no reason to fear anything else that comes in our lives during this coming year. And the reason we ought not to be afraid is if we're following the Word of God, and if we have sanctified ourselves, God says He's going to do great wonders among us. I want to see some miracles this coming year. Do you? I want to see some miracles. I want to see God do things that when doctors and nurses and when people say, there's nothing else we can do, I want to see God perform miracles. We've seen that, haven't we? We've seen God perform miracles. And listen, brethren, it's a marvelous thing to see the mighty hand of God. It's wonderful to see the power of God. It's wonderful to see God doing great wonders and works among us. And we all need to acknowledge that we're not worthy of those great blessings. Do you think these children of Israel, were they worthy to enter the land of Canaan? Did they deserve those blessings? They didn't deserve those blessings. It was the mercy and the grace of God. And the only reason we have so much in our lives today, the only reason we have so many blessings is because of the mercy and the grace of God in our lives. But God will manifest His presence and God will manifest His power more if we will. What are the two things we need to do? Follow the Word of God and sanctify ourselves. Set yourself apart. You need to set yourself apart for a holy use. You need to stand up. Was this the army of God that we're looking at in Joshua chapter 3? Was this the army of God? Should you be a part of the army of God? And I? Should we be good soldiers of Jesus Christ? Should we be fighting the good fight of faith? Should we be laying hold on eternal life? Some people are afraid to be identified with the army of God. You ought not to ever be afraid to be identified. Stand up and say, I'm a Christian. I'm following Jesus Christ. I want to be a disciple of Christ. I want to be identified. I want to be recognized as a faithful soldier of Jesus Christ. We need to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We need to stand up for what's right. We need to never be afraid of the devil or anyone else. For all the people combined, don't ever be afraid to do what's right and to stand up for what's right. Because the Lord will do great wonders among us if we'll walk by faith and trust in Him. You know, God called Abraham. You go to Hebrews chapter 11. You know what you have in Hebrews chapter 11? You have one person after another that they did something. They all walked by faith. They lived by faith. They trusted in God. They believed God. God called Abraham. Now, let me ask you again. These people in Joshua chapter 3, did they know everything they were going to face as they went into the land of Canaan? Did they know everything they were going to face? Did they know when they got to Jericho, did they know how God was going to work when they got to Jericho? They didn't know that. Were they headed down paths that they had no idea exactly what the consequences were going to be? They did not know. They did not understand. You think you would have been afraid if you had been among this army right here, not knowing what was going to be ahead? I would have been afraid unless one thing. Unless I'm trusting in God and looking to God and believing God and following God. Because I know if I follow God and I know if I sanctify myself, God's going to do great wonders. He's going to help me and bless me. God called Abraham and said, Abraham, the Bible says He called him to go out to a place he didn't know where he was going. Did these people here in Joshua 3, did they know that? Well, they knew they were going to the land of Canaan, but did they know every step of the way what all they were going to face? They didn't know what was in that land. They knew there were giants in the land. They knew there were great walled cities, and they were afraid, but they went forward trusting in the Lord with all their heart. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, I'm just going to mention this. In Hebrews 11, 8, I want you to listen exactly to the wording that by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and listen carefully to these words now, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Did you know that's the way we are in the beginning of this year? We don't know what we're facing. We don't know what's ahead, do we? But we know, I don't know, one of the songs says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. I don't know what's ahead. I don't know what's down this path and this path. We wake up in the morning. If we wake up, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I know that if I do what God would have me to do, I know if I follow the Word of God and I sanctify myself and I identify myself as a soldier of Jesus Christ, I know the captain, you know who the captain of my army is? You know who the general of my army is? It's not the preacher, it's not anybody other than Jesus Christ. The Bible calls Him the captain of our salvation. He's the general in our war. He is the chief. What do you call it? The master-in-chief or what do you call it? Commander, that's it. He's the commander-in-chief. That's who Jesus is. He's the ruler of all. All He has to do is when we go out to battle, all He has to do is just speak the word. You know what? The enemy will just fall down. Doesn't matter how big the problems are, all Jesus has to do is just speak the word. And Abraham went out, what does the scripture say? Not knowing whither he went. I don't know what I face. I don't know what you face. But I know because God's put it on my heart, we're facing rough times this coming year. Rough times. We're going to go down roads we've never been down before. We're going to face problems bigger than we've ever faced before. But I can face those problems and you can face those problems and we can see God do wonders among us if we'll follow the Word of God and if we'll sanctify ourselves and identify ourselves as a soldier of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed. Jesus says, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. But if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. If you're afraid to confess that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior, if you're afraid to get up and confess that, I'm telling you, Jesus tells you that if you deny me before men, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father which is in heaven. Those are serious words. I better not ever be ashamed of my Lord Jesus Christ. Not just in walking down the aisle and joining the church, but I better not ever be ashamed at work and everywhere I go every day. I better not be ashamed to be identified as a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of the Word of God, a person who sanctified himself to be a servant of Jesus Christ. We're going out not knowing where we are going, but we know who is leading us in this coming year. In Isaiah, back up in your Bible just a moment. Look in Isaiah. Please look in Isaiah chapter 42. I want you to notice some beautiful wording here. First, I want you to notice in Isaiah chapter 42. Please look in your Bibles at Isaiah chapter 42. Have you ever been down some dark paths in your life? As you think about your life and what you've already been through, have you been down some dark roads and hard roads? Have you had some cloudy days? Brother Richard Lee wrote an article this week, and he was writing about how he got up that day and there were clouds everywhere and he couldn't see the sun, but he was writing about he knew the sun was up there even though there were nothing but clouds and he couldn't see the sun. He knew the sun was up there. And that's the way the analogy he was using is that when we face the dark times in our lives, we may not always be able to see Jesus Christ, but we know He's there, don't we? We know He's with us because He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even when you can't see Him, you need to say like Job did in Job chapter 23, verses 8, 9, and 10. He said, I see Him working in front of me and behind me and on the left hand, on the right hand, but I can't find Him. But I know He knows what I'm going through, and I know when He's finished with me, I'm going to come forth as gold tried in the fire. Oh, brethren, it's good to go through the fire. It's not fun to go through the fire, but it's good when you come out on the other side and you've been purified. God will bring you and me to our knees. He'll burn away the dross in our lives. He'll do whatever's necessary to bring us down and purify us, so that we can shine to the honor and glory of God. Jesus, the Son, He's called the capital S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness. The Son is there, even when you can't see the Son. Now that's a great blessing. Did you know that? When clouds are all over your life, and you're going through dark seasons, did you know even in the middle of the night, the Son's there? The Son's there. You might say, well, the sun went down. That's the kind of terminology we use. The sun came up, the sun went down. No, the sun's always right there. The sun doesn't move. Now, the earth rotates on its axis, and, you know, all we're doing is we're just sometimes separated from the sun. We don't see the sun, but the sun is always there. Even at midnight, the sun's there. And what do we know is going to happen? Joy is going to come when? In the morning. Yeah, weeping, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but what? But joy cometh in the morning. You know who that's true of? That's not true of all people. It's not even true of all children of God. It's true only of the children of God that follow the Word of God and sanctify themselves. Those that will stand up and be soldiers of Jesus Christ and march forward into Canaan land and face the giants and face the troubles and face the problems, they're going to see the power and the presence of God and the miracles of God and the wonders of God. I need to see that, but I must do something in order to see the power of God working in my life and yours. Isaiah chapter 42, listen please to verse 16. Isaiah, please look in your Bibles at Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. God says in Isaiah 42 verse 16, and I will bring the blind. Did you know that's what we are? We're blind. We're weak. Listen, if you think you can face the troubles and problems of life without God's help, you're stupid. You're dumb. I don't know any better way to say it. If you think you can face the problems of this coming year without God's help, you're going to fall. I need God's help. I'm weak. I'm blind. I don't know which way to go. That's what Jehoshaphat said in his prayer when he was surrounded by another army. He says, we don't know what to do, and we have no might against this enemy. But, he said, our eyes are upon Thee. That's what we must do during this coming year. God, I don't know what to do today, but I'm looking to You. Brother John spoke last Sunday night, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall what? He shall direct thy paths. You know what we're asking God to do during this coming year? We're asking Him to direct our paths. We're asking Him to guide us. What was all most of the songs that we sang about this morning? They were talking about He leadeth me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, through this pilgrim land. Guide me, direct me, lead me. Don't forsake me. I'm blind. And this is what God's saying in Isaiah 42, verse 16. He says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Do you know how to walk during this coming year? You know what you're going to face? But God's going to lead us in a way that we knew not. I will lead them, listen carefully to what He says, in Isaiah 42, verse 16, He says, I will lead them in paths that they have not known. You know what you're facing during this coming week? You're facing paths that you have not known. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. You see what God's going to do? I'm going to make darkness light before them. I'm going to open their eyes. They're blind. They don't know which way to go. But I'm going to make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Not forsake them. Is there something you have to do for God not to forsake you? Listen carefully, brethren. The Bible says that if we forsake Him, He also will forsake us. I think there are so many of God's children that grab hold of something that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. They'll grab that verse and they deny and just don't look at the rest of God's Word. To whom is the promise given, I will never leave you nor forsake you? It's given to those people who follow the Word of God and sanctify themselves. It's not given to disobedient children of God. God will forsake us if we forsake Him. Well, I don't want to face this year. I don't want to face tomorrow. I don't want to face the rest of today. I don't want to face the problems and troubles of life by myself. I don't want to face it even if all of you are on my side. I don't want to face anything unless God is with me and I can feel His presence with me. Because if I can feel His presence with me, I can face anything and everything. And have no fear. No fear at all. You know, it's good to feel so strong that you can say to Satan, bring it on. You do anything you want to do to me. You attack me with everything you've got. Because I want to honor and glorify God, and I'm going to be looking to God, and I'm going to be depending on God, and you bring everything you can in my life, but by the grace of God, I'm going to overcome everything you put in my pathway. Can you do it? Yes, we can. By the grace of God, with the help of God. Can you do it by yourself? No, sir. You'll fall flat on you. You won't even resist one temptation without God's help. Don't ever think you can stand. You can't. Isaiah 43. We just read Isaiah 42, 16. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43. You go home and read Isaiah 43, 1 through 5. But I want you to notice Isaiah 43, verse 2. He says, when, not if you pass through these things. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Is that what God had told the children of Israel back there in Joshua chapter 3? When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. That's what I want us to look at tonight, is those that stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. They stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. God says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Does that mean you might have to go through these waters and rivers? No, you're going to go through them. Are you going to go through some troubled waters during this coming year? You're going to go through them. Whether you make it through them or not depends on whether you do two things. Whether you follow the Word of God and whether you sanctify yourself. You won't make it any other way. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. To whom are these promises given? They're given to the soldiers of Jesus Christ. To those that follow the Word of God and sanctify themselves. God, help me. Help me to follow Your Word. Help me to sanctify myself. Every day, help me to set myself apart from the world. Help me to be separate from the world. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. There's some work for me and you to do if we're going to have God with us during this coming year. Let me just mention one scripture in closing. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Please look in your Bibles at Matthew chapter 16. Listen, please, to verse 24. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. And brethren, these are words to me and to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples. Now, were these already born again children of God? Yes. Were they already following Jesus in many ways? Yes. You know who I'm speaking to this morning? I'm speaking to disciples of Jesus Christ. Verse 24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and what? Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Which branch of the service is it that has that on there? Well, I don't think it's just them. I think in World War II, I think the infantry had that on that. Follow me. May be wrong. Follow me. You know what? We've got Jesus Christ leading us. We'd better follow Jesus Christ. But we need to also be able to say to other people, I'm going to be following Christ. Follow me. That's what Paul said. Follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. Jesus says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. That's the same thing as sanctify yourselves. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and what, Sister Beth? And follow me. Follow me. You want to make it through this coming year, the only way to do it is to follow Jesus Christ. May God help me and may God help you to face everything we face with total confidence in God. May God help you and me to take up our cross and follow Christ, to sanctify ourselves, and follow the Word of God. Let me ask you one thing in closing. I almost forgot this. This is pretty. Listen. What were the children of Israel to follow back there in Joshua chapter 3? What were they to follow? The what? The Word of God. That was the written Word of God, right? Now, what does Jesus say in the New Testament? Follow me. He is the what? He's the Word of God. He is the living Word of God. If you'll follow the written Word of God, you will then be following the living Word of God. May God help us to follow the Word, the Word, the Word. Follow the Word, and you will have victory, is my prayer for Christ's sake.